Lamson, David. January 1856. Dear brother, David Lamson. George has requested me to write a few lines in his letter. All are at meeting, and so I will improve a few moments now. Let me inquire, brother, how are you? Does the present truth look as precious to you as it used to? Or have you lost your first love, and has your interest decreased? As you are separated from those of like precious faith, the need of double watchfulness and prayer, I suppose you realize. David, you have enjoyed the sweet salvation of God. Do you enjoy this now? Are you awake to the charms of the present truth? Do you see new beauty and glory in His Word? Is Jesus your own dear Savior, your buckler and shield, your front guard and re-reward? Is His praise in your heart and upon your lips? If it is not, awake, awake, stir thyself. Arouse the drowsy energies of your soul. Christ is coming, precious news. It is always new. We rejoice in it. It cheers us in gloom and darkness. Almost home. Precious sound. Our home here is a sorrowful one, but Jesus has gone to prepare for us a holy and happy home, and sorrow will never be known there. The Lord has wrought for us in a signal manner. He has heard prayer for my husband and myself. We have often visited the throne of grace. We have earnestly wrestled with God for healing power. Morning, noon, and night, we have felt the sweet blessing of God. It has distilled upon us like the dew. We have known here what sweet victory and salvation was since the conference. Our meetings here increase in interest every Sabbath. I sincerely wish you could attend meeting with us here upon the Sabbath. The windows of heaven are often opened, and blessings from God are poured upon us. We feel deeply our weakness, our own unworthiness. But the loving kindness of God to so unworthy a creature as myself has not changed. His love often warms my heart and calls forth from me grateful acknowledgments of the same. I will not hold my peace. The praise of God is in my heart and upon my lips. Dear brother, do not yield one particle of the truth. Stand stiffly for the truth, and then, the truth will make you free. There is a rich fullness in Jesus, a supply for each, for all. Oh, come, David, come to salvation's fountain and drink that your soul may revive and flourish. Oh, why do we die for bread or starve in a foreign land? Our Father's house has rich supplies, and bounteous are His hands. Jesus is precious. Let us live close to His bleeding side, and let us not shrink at trials. If you think you have many trials, I would say, remember Calvary. Remember the King of Glory in the garden, sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. Next, see Him condemned, mocked at, spit upon, and then hung upon Calvary's cross, the nails driven through His tender hands and feet. Hear Him cry in the agony of His soul, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46. All this untold agony, all this unrealized suffering, was for you and me, for our sins. And if we have trials, let us remember Him that endured the contradiction of sinners against Himself. Oh, for the deep movings of the Spirit of God! I want to earnestly covet the purifying trials that will make me richer in glory. Please write me just how you prosper. We all feel interested for you. In love.